And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 22nd of June, 2025. June 22nd is World Camel Day. There are two types of camels. A dromedary camel has one hump, and a Bactrian camel has two. About 90% of the world's camels are the one-humped dromedary camels, also known as the Arabian camels. All existing dromedary camels are domesticated. Meanwhile, there are wild and domesticated Bactrian camels. Bactrian camels are native to the Gobi Desert in China and the Bactrian steppes of Mongolia. Domesticated dromedary camels are found throughout desert areas in North Africa and the Middle East. Camels have two rows of long eyelashes to keep sand out of their eyes, and they can completely shut their nostrils during sandstorms. Camels have thick lips, which let them forage for thorny plants other animals can't eat. Thanks to thick pads of skin on their chest and knees, camels can comfortably sit in very hot sand. A camel's hump stores up to 80 pounds of fat, which they can live off for weeks or even months. This concentrated fat helps regulate body temperature and provides essential energy and water when food and water are scarce. When a camel finally does find water, she can drink up to 40 gallons at once. A newborn camel is born without humps. The newborn is able to walk within half an hour after he is born. Camels were domesticated more than 3,000 years ago. They have been used by humans for numerous reasons, but most often for travel across arid climates. The Bactrian camel is listed as critically endangered on the IUCN Red List of Threatened Species. Abuse of camels is pervasive in the tourist industry. Camels are cruelly broken, shackled, beaten, and overworked. And when their bodies give out, they are killed. We as tourists need to remember that animals are not here to be our entertainment. June 22nd is also World Rainforest Day. Animal agriculture is responsible for 91% of Amazon rainforest destruction. The leading cause of rainforest destruction is for livestock and feed crops. Fish Are Friends, Not Food Week is celebrated during the last week of June every year. Fish are intelligent creatures capable of experiencing pain. They have intricate internal worlds, interact with one another, and recognize human faces, and even become excited when they see other fish. The fishing industry has done harm to fish and marine life in general. Bottom trawling is the process of pulling an open fishing net across the bottom of the ocean, which leads to catching young fish, damaging the seafloor, and overfishing. Fisheries use long lines to cover vast distances using nets rigged with baited hooks. However, non-targeted marine creatures get injured and die in the process. Sharks and dolphins, in addition to turtles, are among the most vulnerable species to become bycatch. And discarded fishing gear is a major threat to other aquatic species. Aquaculture farms crowd fish in filthy conditions, allowing disease to spread among the fish. Pollution and waste from fish farms contribute to environmental degradation. The publication of I Will Abolish the Bow, Christianity, Personhood, and the End of Animal Exploitation by Matthew A. King was on this day in 2021. To be designated a person carries with it enormous social and legal entitlements. Christians may be surprised to discover that the Bible considers animals persons. I Will Abolish the Bow details this biblical personhood and demands that humanity reverses course on its exploitation and irresponsible dominion over animals. Matthew King is the president and co-founder of the Christian Animal Rights Association. And here is a portion of D.H. Lawrence's poem, Fish. Quelle joie de vivre dans l'eau, slowly to gape through the waters, alone with the element, to sink and rise and go to sleep with the waters, to speak endless inaudible wavelets into the wave, to breathe from the flood at the gills, fish blood slowly running next to the flood, extracting fish fire. to have the element under one like a lover and to spring away with a curveting click in the air, provocative, dropping back with a slap on the face of the flood and merging oneself to be a fish, so utterly without misgiving, to be a fish in the waters. Fish by D.H. Lawrence. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that fish are our friends, not our food.